This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Absolutely huge breaking news today. Stacks of news today. You've got Seattle going full libtard, a judge saying that your car is now your home, so it can't be impounded, so just park it anywhere. They're confiscating guns in Seattle now if somebody calls the cops and says you look weird. You've got a teenager in Utah who tried to detonate a bomb at Pineview School, and you've got Attorney General Jeff Sessions with a pulse all of a sudden. Somebody shocked him back to life. And he's calling out sanctuary cities as they are now being sued with interference over immigration enforcement. Now, Alex, you've got all of these stacks of news going on. Meanwhile, the fake news, CNN, continues to desperately try to attack President Trump with lies. They bring some drunk on air to try to use him as a story maker. I mean, the desperation right now from the fake news and the deep state is really starting to show itself.
Out the globalists and their minions really has made me sick and let me know that they're worse than I even thought they were. And the disease that was in the head of the fish has now reached all the way down to the tail. And we are just up against incredible times. You know, if the Democrats think that these moderate trade sanctions are going to destroy Trump, well, then they would be all for it. They wouldn't be breathlessly fighting it as hard as they could. But they know that Europe has unfair internal tariffs against us, regulatory tariffs. They know that China has them. They know that Japan has gotten better. They've made a lot of good deals with the U.S. They've moved a lot of big factories here because they understand that they need a market to trade with. The Japanese get it. China is being very, very adversarial. So is Mexico. These are all one-sided deals designed to geld, designed to castrate the United States. So you've got Cohn leaving. Well, look, we got the tax cuts. That's done. He's gone. But they are trying to destabilize the White House. I think the White House, for the first time in 14, 15 months, is in crisis. And we'll talk about some of that coming up with Stormy Daniels and all the things going on with that and with all the different moles that are inside there. But it is just a crazy time to be alive and to see CNN and to see all these Democratic Party groups and all these organizations coming after free speech, trying to shut us down. It shows you what authoritarians they are, and it's very, very sad that this is the awful truth that we face. And then when they fail to remove our channel after four false strikes, there's still one on there that's frozen us being able to do live streams from that account, they then say it's all a hoax in the Washington Post, and they say Jones shot videos from his home to make it look like he couldn't work from the studio, but it's all fake. No one's trying to shut him down. With the lawsuits and CNN saying take down our channels and Pepe the Frog lawsuit and the Real News situation and on and on and on, the Communist Party suing us, you cannot make this up. So the listeners know that we're good, we're honest, we're decent, we're trying to build a better future just like they are, and that's why we're all under attack. But realize, we're under attack because we echo the sentiment of the American people who are basic good Christians, are free market folks, and that's why we're under attack. So I'm very, very honored with you, Owen, and the rest of the crew to be in this position, but this is a very, very serious situation, and they are so angry the economy's coming back. We have a record Democrat turnout in the primary, and of course, they're famous for having people vote in the names of dead people. So we've really, really got to watch coming up in the general election, just like we saw with the situation in Alabama, where they said that he was 15 points behind, but only lost by a half point. And we know they brought in Democrats from all over to vote off voter registration rolls. So if your grandmother or grandfather or father or mother or brother or sister recently died, you've got to go through the procedure to get them off the voting rolls. You've got to talk to the county. You've got to go make sure that no one votes in their name this year to see if their name's on the roll. You've got to go. And I'm not saying Republicans should go vote in the name of their dead family member. I'm just saying the Democrats are having people vote on average. Project Veritas caught this 10 times. they said on average that they had people vote 10 times. They caught them 5 times on tape. So this is massive news and information straight ahead on the other side. I've got a whole...
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are literally in the fight for our lives right now. And when we overturned the tables and elected President Trump, who's not a member of the secret society, who's not out to get you, who's not out to destroy America... We forced the Democrats and the deep state and the globalists to go full bore and show their true colors as anti-American, open border, anti-white, anti-family, anti-Christian liars, racists at the end of the day. And so here we are with all of these stacks of news to try to alert the American people about what's going on. But Alex, the desperation is really starting to show right now. In the eyes of the globalists, in the eyes of the deep state, they're sending their minions out in the street. They're sending their minions out to vote. We are really in the fight for our lives right now, Alex. And I know you're on vacation, but you cannot take a break because this is truly just the most incredible time to be alive.
Well, that's right. A lot of listeners have asked, Alex, if they're trying to shut down your channel, they're trying to kick you off the radio, and we see them all over the news. You're basically saying arrest you, kill you, whatever. Why'd you take off a weekend? I'd hardly ever take off. I promised my middle daughter, especially, had never really seen real snow. You know, we've seen a little bit of ice on the ground here and there, that I'd take her to Colorado so she could see snow. And boy, is she getting to see it. They've had record snow here in many areas this year. There's like 5 feet on the ground where we're at. But I'm here fighting for my family, for my children, just like everybody else. And I cannot understate, I cannot overstate just how insane these people are and how bullying they are, how authoritarian they are, and how deceptive they are. They are not leftists. They are gangsters. And when I look at the history of the United States and the world, if you'd have told me 10 years ago or 20 years ago that InfoWars would be one of the biggest radio shows in the world, one of the biggest news sites in the world, and that CNN would be lobbying to have you taken off the air, that CNN would be trying to get a shutdown, trying to block books from being published, would be going and contacting sponsors individually, harassing them in gangster techniques, just as Breitbart got it right and said, CNN goes full gangster. If you'd have told me that if we sold somebody's painting that painted images of the campaign 2016, and there was a frog filling up maybe 5% of the total poster, that I'd be sued and the Democratic Party would be funding it, or any of this, or just wild fake EEOC complaints, all of it in 1 week. And it's a total, complete message to not us. They know we're not giving up. It's a message to all of you. They think you're cowards, and they think you'll see this happening to us and go, hey, we better roll over to political correctness. They won't just call us racist. They won't just call us Russian spies. They will try to destroy us. Folks, they're going to destroy you if you let them win. They've got your children in the schools. They've got the television. They've got the culture. But now we forced them out. And Jimmy Kimmel said that mainstream media's ratings are plunging because of Netflix. Netflix is mainly mainstream media. Hollywood's imploding. The NFL's imploding. They went down 15 points with the take a knee thing this year and last year. That's what's killing them, is people are sick of the crud. It's the same numbers populist candidate has basically won the last 3 years globally against the centralized tyrants. And they even blamed Italy that elected 50%+ populist candidates in a parliamentary situation. That is a mega landslide. The Democratic Party was taken from dominant to one of the weakest parties out of 8 major parties, more than 20 parties total, but 8 major power parties. They were taken to the lowest rung with basically no power. Our media and Barack Obama came out and said that's Russian influence. And Obama's surrogates, Samantha Powers, the rest of them came out and said it is Russians. So the Russians are winning in Austria. The Russians are winning in Italy. The Russians are winning in Catalan. They're winning in Reykjavik. They're winning in Brazil. No. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not. It's not the Russians winning in the Czech Republic and Hungary and Romania. It's 10 million military-age men that have poured in the last 6 years, running around screaming Allah Akbar, raping, killing, bombing. And if the citizens say anything or the police say anything, they're arrested. So people understand this is a globalist takedown of the West and a pincer attack with the left on one side and Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, and Carlos Slim right behind him, and all the kingpins openly pushing the implosion of our borders, culture warfare, they're all tax exempt, and then bringing in giant third world populations to drive down wages and complete our journey into abject slavery. So we're going to talk about all of this here today, and I'm going to go over some of the big news, the good news, the bad news, the ugly news. But I would say Trump is in crisis because Americans are instant gratification. And after 14, 15 months, all the good things that have happened, numbers show a lot of conservatives, libertarians are going back to sleep. Right as the Democrat globalist counteroffensive is coming into full swing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that said, before we go to all this news I just mentioned, the good, the bad, the ugly, we are extending because support is critical right now. I've got to countersue at least 5 of these groups. I've got a lot of lawyers that are top lawyers. I want to do it pro bono. But I got to pay for plane tickets. I got to pay for people to take the transcripts. I got to pay for the PIs. I've got to pay for all of it to very aggressively go after some of these groups and people. By the way, we have open and shut cases, but it'll take a year to even begin to win these. But this is a let folks know. You file a frivolous lawsuit on me, I'm countersuing you. And I'm coming after you. Everybody's want me to sue for years. You have my word, listeners. My word. We've just been letting these build up to get the very best ones. We have them now with slapback provisions, everything. We have them, which my lawyers say shows how crazy the Democrats are because they admit the party's funding this, and they don't even care if they lose. This is how maniac crazy these folks are. It doesn't matter, though. I'm going to personally get these things thrown out, and then I'm going to sue these individuals, the puppets, because that's who we've got to send a message to right afterwards. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen, but we need the funding. Flood us with the donations, buy the products, you name it. We make it easy. We have the very best products, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got 30 to 80% off. We've never done an 80% off sale before. The average product, 50% off, very close to loss leaders. We have store-wide free shipping, whether it's BrainForce, the amazing nootropic, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, whether it is new Alpha Power, that is amazing. Super Blue Toothpaste, a limited supply came in. A bigger supply is coming in about a month and a half. Our fluoride-free toothpaste. That is all free shipping, store-wide, and 30 to 80% off. Now, you have to understand, at 80% off, those are complete and total loss leaders. But we put out hundreds and hundreds of T-shirts. Most of them sell out. We've had a lot that look really great, but that folks just didn't notice or didn't see or didn't find because the shopping cart is so big. The online store is so big now at InfoWarsStore.com that a lot of these are really some of my favorite shirts that are below cost. When a T-shirt's 80% off, we're talking I'm losing $2 or $3 on those. So a great way to spread the word, free speech. Every little bit you do stands against these people, but we have the best deals ever. We have a support button at InfoWarsStore.com. Click on that. You can make donations. I want to thank all of you that have made donations. I want to thank you all for standing up for your own family, not just me. But I have been mobbed at the airport flying out here and at the airport in Denver and then now at the little lodge we're staying at, mobbed. But almost everybody we talk to listens a couple times a month or a couple times a week. They weren't even aware of the censorship. And once they heard it, they were shocked and amazed. So that's the issue, is most of our listeners are already awake. They already know what's going in. They tune in sometimes, but they just think we're a rock that's always going to be there. All of our freedoms are being eroded by these tyrants. And now is the time to get really aggressive and really upset and really angry and focused, and we can completely turn the tide. But they're trying to break Trump. They're trying to break InfoWars. They're trying to destroy Drudge. Final Drudge is the only organization that stood up for us, along with the listeners, in the first week and a half of this attack, this unprecedented attack that's on everybody, by the way, and it was not just us. They're using us as the poster child. But now Breitbart's doing the right thing and saying this is criminal racketeering. They've talked to their lawyers that CNN's involved in. I mean, this is it, folks. This is racketeering. Imagine the magnitude of what they're doing. So when we come back, I'm going to cover some news, but it's now time to get aggressive or we'll lose everything. Every other nation has fallen to this communism, this socialism, this race-based politics. The president and vice president and defense minister of South Africa are now announcing they're going to take all land from whites and slaughter them. Just last week they said we may slaughter them. This week they said we will kill all the whites. It's happening all over Africa right now. And again, we'll be right back and break all this down.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
That InfoWars is now live 10 hours a day because there's so much news, it's impossible to do it in just 4 hours. Owen Schroyer here filling in for Alex Jones. We've got Alex on the line with us. I mean, just to go over some of the stuff that you've got a Utah teenager attempts to detonate an explosive at a high school. You've got Seattle going left of Mao, confiscating guns, saying you cannot impound a car that's parked illegally if it's considered a person's home. I mean, can you imagine the precedent that sets? You've got Jeff Sessions calling out California, and now the DOJ is going to sue California over interference with immigration enforcement. You've got sperm counts down. You've got Facebook about to release new robots. Meanwhile, Rage Against the Machines, humans are attacking driverless cars in California. I mean, it's all madness. It's all chaotic. Meanwhile, we're trying to restore the republic, and the left is trying to stop that from happening. Alex, you've been dealing with this your entire 23-year career on air, but I mean, is it obviously the most intense attacks you've ever seen, the most focused? I mean, they're trying harder than ever to shut you down, to demonize us, to dehumanize you. Do you think this is the final push? I mean, how much can these people possibly have left?
They want to kill his family. They want to kill Barron. Trump is our champion. He went through living hell to get in there. He has basically delivered on 60%+ of what he said he would do in 14 months. So it's not about a worship fest for Trump. It's about thanking God and thanking our lucky stars for how far we've come. Imagine if Hillary Clinton was in there right now. And it's about waking up and staying awake. And I know our audience is the most awake, most focused. That's why they are hated. They are who CNN and George Soros and globalists hate. And I'm not just patting them on the back. So when they call in and thank me, it's unbelievably ridiculous. We're all in this together. You're right beside me. You're behind me. You're in front of me. And they're here, and they're doing it. And, you know, if you go see a movie like V for Vendetta, that is kind of a fictional police state, it models it off some Soviet and slash fascist type deals where they're always trying to scare the public with all this scary news, but then tell them, don't worry, the government will protect you. Well, it's the opposite with Trump and us. Things really are out of control worldwide. Things are accelerating. Every major defense ministry agrees. You've got screen sickness. You've got the sperm counts continuing to plunge. You've got all the computers able to put out fake audio and fake video where they can mimic anybody they want to go next level fake news. You've got genetic engineering. You've got massive mutations, thousands of percentage higher than they were just 20 years ago. You've got radiation levels increasing all over the planet. You've got every major reactor leaking. CNN says 50%+. The world, UN Atomic Energy Agency says 93%. The point is, it is insane because people don't care anymore. They've had it so good that a paradox begins, where they've got it so good because people cared before them and were focused and hardworking and organized, and then the civilization built by the previous people begins to crumble. Then it goes into barbarism. Then it goes into oppression. Then it goes into conquest. And we're now entering that where I don't care if a kid's black, white, Hispanic, who they are. If they're raised in the West, if they're raised in these decadent cultures, they become hateful little spoiled rotten snobs who on average 50%+ of millennials want communism, want socialism. And when you say, well, go to Venezuela, go to North Korea, they go, F you, we're going to kill you, right winger. They don't even know that we're classical liberals, we're libertarians, we're the real liberals. All the terms are scrambled. None of it even means anything anymore. Trump is just a pragmatist that wants things good for business and wants a happy country without a bunch of dysfunction because he's super OCD when it comes to everything being running right and being nice and being focused. And that's a good thing. So that's why they're trying to destroy him. Listen, in the how many years has it been since they founded North Korea? 1949, 1950, the communist Chinese or the North helped back them invading. The U.S. with MacArthur stops it. Here we are, ceasefire. They've only had four meetings since then with a delegation from the South to the North, never in Kim Jong-un's reign of the last, what, 5-6 years. Now Trump has brought him to the table where he met with the head of intelligence from South Korea and others. Unprecedented. None of our media said Trump forced him to the table. Our military forced him to the table. Well, just a few months ago, they were shooting, you know, ICBMs all over the place, threatening to preemptively attack us. So you've got that. The only folks being honest about Trump and his trade deals is Barclays. They've got top analysts saying, no, these are one-sided deals with China, one-sided deals with the EU. Yes, China's only 6-7% of the steel production, but they're ramping up to be 20-30% in a year. It will kill what's left of us. So when Trump meets with the aluminum and steel manufacturers, when we are a shadow of what we were in the 50s or 60s, it is about survival for strategic national security. And the military told Trump this, that we keep some of those damn steel production facilities, excuse me, it just makes me so angry, and some aluminum. We're about to have nothing. I'm going to say it again, nothing. China is ramping up to totally deindustrialize us, and Trump is just, he's almost like a speed bump to the New World Order. He's almost just kind of like a softer landing for us going into slavery. All the big corporations are already moving to China. They've gone 0% tax. Apple is merging with them to surveil the American people. Mainstream news, no one even cares. This is red level. China, if you don't work, kills you. These average leftists love it. They fop around lazily going, screw you, Alex Jones. Screw you, Trump. Screw you, America. But they love our honey. They love our milk and honey, to quote Merle Haggard. Maybe we should come in with walking on the fighting side of me next segment. But that's what this comes down to. And then we should probably show some of this video from the CBS News report out of New York when we come back. I'll do a few more minutes with you. Fake TV, where they show Barack Obama's face in an example, which is computer programs anybody can buy now, saying things he never said. Now, it would take Hollywood months to engineer that 20 years ago or 30 years ago for Forrest Gump. They can create fake video and fake audio. You can create fake video in hours that's undistinguishable from reality. You can create fake audio in minutes. You can buy it, the software, for $5,000. So that's what I'm saying is, if mainstream media has already shown their fake news kings and will lie about all this stuff, we're only weeks away, I think, from them having videos of us hiling Hitler, worshiping Satan, you name it, because they are so evil, they will put out fake videos on us and then say we did it and call for lynch mobs to come after us. If you follow the continuum of force historically, they always do it like this, Owen. They build it up, they demonize, they lie about you, they sue you, they try to silence you, then they try to arrest you or have you killed. And when I say that, I am absolutely deadly serious, Owen Schroyer.
Well, and the thing is, their minions, their street minions, will buy anything. I mean, they believe this Russian collusion. They think Trump is Hitler. So they will believe anything. And you've already seen radical leftists go out in the streets, professors attacking people with bike locks. You had the man go down to the baseball practice, the GOP baseball practice, and shoot that up. So you've got radical leftists getting more violent, getting more hate-filled, that will believe anything.
In leftist areas of Austin, they all look like they're brain dead. They look like reanimated corpses. They're all completely bombed out of their brains on drugs. They're partying all the time. They don't know what planet they're on. And then they see you, and it's like a video game. They think they're allowed to come over and get in your face. And as soon as you get back in their face, they get upset and say, how dare you? They're totally living in fantasy lands. And they're dangerous, dangerous, dangerous people. And thank God, this is America. The only other country like Switzerland, where our forebears brought us out of tyranny. We were born.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right, Owen, in the studios in the ATX. We'll be taking over here in about 5 minutes. He's got a lot of breaking news, a lot of video clips, a lot of key things to get into. But here's the bottom line. We're witnessing massive historical things happen. In positive ways, in very amazing ways, in miraculous ways. We're discovering the secrets of the universe. So many amazing things are happening. But at the same time, IQs are dropping, fertility's dropping, people are more lazy. Every metric shows that this civilization, just like space travel, no gravity, destroys the mind, destroys the body. And then you've got the globalists in all their major statements and white papers admitting they've given up on us. And that's putting it kindly. I don't think they ever believed in us. And they're just saying, let's just exacerbate all this. Let's accelerate the collapse and then build a new civilization on top of it. But then I look at the globalists. They're the most inbred, hateful, twisted, evil people. The most selfish. high-tech engineered systems. They're the ones with all the leaking reactors. They're the ones that seem like they actually just want to destroy the planet. So their whole statement about building a world government to stop war and build this utopia, that's for the mid-level minions under them, the PhDs and others of academia at the highest levels that actually man this system. And that's why I'm so frustrated. This is an admitted breakaway civilization, a technocracy. I told people that 20 years ago because it was in their own reports. Now, about 3 years ago, they said from Davos, we're a technocracy. We believe in appointing presidents and prime ministers, and we believe in cutting off goods to the public. They're lazy and stupid, and we believe in austerity. Now, that's the statements they make publicly. You walk into a Whole Foods, they got magazines and stuff everywhere about austerity, how fun it is to be poor. But then it's owned by a guy that made $37 million last year, and it's a total globalist and rips everybody off and gets taxpayer money on every package he ships, and it's a total scammer. They're just making it cool to be slaves, cool to be failures, because the average leftist, he is a lazy, hateful, nihilistic loser. That's what happens when you're lazy and stupid and don't build your body or build your mind or achieve things. You turn into a spoiled brat. Then you turn into a criminal and a psychopath. Almost all these serial killers are little spoiled, rotten brats. So we know historically what we're facing. We have created incredible prosperity, our forebears did, with all their ingenuity, all their science, all their commitment, everything. And then now, a bunch of spoiled, rotten people taking it over, and they look at those of us who aren't perfect compared to our ancestors, but are still strong and somewhat trying to be noble. At least we're trying to be honest and good and decent. And they see us not being nasty and being liars as weakness. And all they think at a subconscious level of projection is they hate themselves. So if the light could be extinguished, if they could pull us down, if they could defeat us, then somehow they might be successful if they could capture the civilization. If they could get control of it, they could then rule it. They could then be somebody, but only after we fall. They're anti-free market. They're anti-competition. And the very worst souls have gotten control of human development. And that's why I call this the war for the future. So I try to publish a book with one of the top writers alive. He's had, what, 4 or 5 number one New York Times bestsellers. Everything else he does is in the top 10. And they call his publisher, they call his ad agency, they try to get him fired, they threaten everybody. He goes, my God, I've never even heard of something like this. We'll still get it published, but this is insane. Then they come after our sponsors. Then they lie about us and try to destroy us. Then they have people on CNN saying the guy that shot Scalise did a good job on with Wolf Blitzer. Think about that. These people are wound up wimps, like Wolf Blitzer and everybody, and Phil Mudd talking about killing the president. But you know what? The bigger wimps is us. Putting up with them like they're a joke or, oh, they'll be contained. No, they won't. They will slit our throats if they get a chance, politically, economically, and then physically, because as weak, disgusting, little globalist punks, they always gather together in history to take over and to rule. And, of course, almost all of them get destroyed and killed by whoever they help come to power. And that's the story of history. Whether it was Lenin or Stalin or Hitler or Mao, or Fidel Castro, or Hugo Chavez, or Pol Pot, the list goes on and on, Julius Caesar. Whoever helps somebody come to power, and Caesar wasn't as bad as them historically, whoever helps bring somebody to power, or then when they brought Caesar down especially, almost everyone who was a coup plotter there ended up being killed. So those of you that lower the drawbridge, that think you're so cool, get money from the communist Chinese and Soros and Saudi Arabia and the EU and this abomination pope that literally says communist China is the essence of Christianity and will teach us all, they've all joined forces with 1.5 billion people and the robot factories and the suicide factories, and they think they're going to win with that leveraging power between the banks and Hollywood and communist China and the Vatican and the EU. But they're all trash the minute we realize they're globalists and their whole game and stop listening to their propaganda and organize with the United States and try to take Canada and Australia back and organize with the Brexit. And absolutely, Russia has pulled out of the globalist system. They're a natural ally. They're not collaborating with us yet. That needs to happen. That's why they're so incredibly scared. The real collaborators of globalism are afraid that we're going to start working with other Christian nations to stop radical Islam's takeover. And that was the final piece. The globalist occupied Catholic Church, the communist Chinese, radical Islam, the EU, Hollywood, leftists everywhere are all combined in a public conspiracy against the West and against free market to capture it and bring it down once and for all so that people will stop. wanting to be prosperous and stop wanting to be free. This is an attack on the Renaissance, an attack on Christianity itself, an attack on anything that's upwardly mobile. They want you alone and stupid and dumb, hateful, believing if somebody else falls, you go ahead, because then that causes an incremental and an accelerated implosion of the entire civilization. So, history is happening right now. We are winning the culture war, but they are intensifying their efforts to intimidate everyone. We must know that it's not courage that makes us go on. We know that if we capitulate, we will go into the dark night. It will be the absolute nightmare, and they will have their way with us and our families. Make no mistake, that is their absolute lust, as little chicken-necked, cowardly pieces of trash who want to dominate real men and real women. This is what you're facing. People that lust after dominating you. As a noble person, you don't want to dominate other people. You want to be left alone and build your own systems. And we have built the systems. They are lusting every minute over controlling you and over binding you and over running your life and running your children and pumping you full of chemicals and biologicals so you're sterile and just ruling over everything because of the nasty, evil people they are that serve their father, Lucifer, the devil, the old serpent. And it's all real, and it's happening. And it's going on right now. And so this is the great fight. This is it. And I am so honored to be here. You know, other veterans and people have to fight and die to try to defend some idea of freedom. Usually being misguided by globalists, but still their heart was right. But we get to actually fight against the New World Order global government itself now out in the open. We get to actually change the world and change the future for better. We actually have a chance of beating this with God's help. So that's all we have. Lay down and be slaves, or stand up and fight and have a chance to take this back. We will win, but we must be serious, we must be focused, and we must understand how serious the situation is. So many strong men I know are busy just at their own company, their own businesses, and they're too good, you know, to even involve themselves fighting the leftists and the other trash. You have to, and it's going to be your fault if we lose this thing. But so many men sat there and decided, well, I don't know how to do it, and I don't want to stick my head up, and, you know, I don't want to be involved. You've got to do it. You've got to get involved. And the bare minimum you can do is spread the videos, spread the articles, spread the links, start your own website, you know, start your own YouTube, share our videos, share our articles, and buy the products. 30% to 80% off, free shipping store-wide. That they financially hate the fact. They've targeted our supplements. They've targeted our T-shirts. They've targeted posters we sell. They sue us at every level, so we can't even provide products. But we're still winning despite it, because it's all frivolous. And still, despite the fact that our courts have problems, the stuff they're filing is so frivolous, it's being defeated easily. But it takes money. So this is World War IV, a 21st century information and economic war. We're going to go to break and come back with Owen Schroyer for the balance of the transmission. He's got so much to cover. But whether you're listening to us on local stations, on AM and FM or TV, or watching live feeds, tell folks about it right now and spread those links. We'll be right back, because if you're watching this transmission or listening, you are the resistance.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I've got stacks of news to get to, and I will get to it. Whether it be Seattle confiscating guns, making a dangerous precedent on a homeless man's truck being his home, whether it's an entire stack of news on what's going on right now, what the left is doing to endanger us, another stack of news on what the left has already done that's blowing up in their face. So we've got all that going on. We're going to have updates on the teenager that tried to detonate an explosive at a high school in Utah. And I'm about to go to these clips of Jeff Sessions as he just spoke, and this is on the heels of the DOJ suing California over interference with immigration enforcement. Of course, the mayor in Oakland, Libby Schaaf, Shifty Schaaf, she warned lawbreakers in California the police were coming. That's obstruction of justice. And it turns out that some of the people that she let get away were people that had robbery convictions and sex conventions. So way to go, Libby Schaaf. You're now colluding with criminals. You need to be sued. You need to be locked up. See, these radical leftists belong in jail when they break the law. But they get away with it because it's virtuous. I'm just being virtuous to these non-citizens. Don't we feel bad for them? Really, you feel bad for the criminals that broke the law and then Many of them had sex and robbery convictions, and now they're roaming the streets free, Shifty Schaff. So thanks a lot. But I want to just talk about something real quick. What is Alex talking about when he says the fall of America? What is the fall? What is the fall that the globalists want? Well, think about it. They'd like to confiscate the guns. They want to do a gun grab. They want to end the Second Amendment. That's going on now. They want to attack free speech. They want to censor free thinkers. They want to end the First Amendment. That's going on now. They have their Soviet-style, communist-style fake news, propaganda news on air, lying and deceiving the public. That's going on. They want to have no borders so that you don't actually have a nation state. Anybody can flood in, criminals, terrorists, what have you, but it's all virtuous. It's all good. We feel bad, even though there's no actual security there. So it's a wide open border. So you really don't even have a country. Then they can vote. You don't even have a real election. How about a culture that is poisoned, a culture that poisons the youth with just all kinds of trash on television, trash in the media, and then that gets flooded into the mainstream. So now you've poisoned the youth. Now you've poisoned the culture. How about not even being able to procreate? So now you've got chemicals in the food and water and everything that causes people to be homosexual, or causes people to want to be transsexual. Or let's say that that's not an issue. It's causing males to be infertile. Okay? And then it's harder for women to even have kids. So there you go. So just destroy the ability to even have kids. How about the indoctrination of the youth in the education system? So now you have public education systems indoctrinating the youth into hating America, hating white people, being totally, oh, full liberal, even though it's not actually liberal. And then you see the hate that is sown in the public education system, specifically in the universities. How about the health? How about the culture of health, where now cancer rates are soaring up? People are more mentally ill than ever. People are more obese than ever. So you've got the health, so the deteriorating health of the country. You've got a totally corrupt government. Who's going to deny that the FBI is corrupt? No one's denying that. The U.S. government's totally been corrupt. So you've got that. And then the death cult, with the violence in the streets, with the violence in the media, and then with abortion happening. Just millions of babies aborted. I think one-third of my generation was aborted. So you want to talk about gun control saving lives? How about abortion saving 33% of my generation? So that's the fall that Alex talks about, that the globalists have been working on for decades and decades, and now we've reached the precipice where we're finally fighting back and saying, no, we're not going to fall. We're going to pick ourselves back up. We're going to reform this country, and we're going to make America great again. They're trying to drown us. They're trying to put their boot on our head and drown us and stomp us out. That's the fall they need to bring in the global government. Now, let's go to Jeff Sessions. First, actually, let's go to Trump. This was from yesterday. The Swedish prime minister was in town, and they did a press conference. And Trump said right to his face, and this is, I mean, folks, what's happening in Sweden, it should be a national news story every day with what's happened with the open borders and the illegal immigration there, just destroying Sweden. I mean, rape is up, terrorist attacks, police stations getting bombed. It's insane. It should be a huge story. Here's Trump saying to the Swedish prime minister that they have an immigration problem.
Mr. President, I know that you follow the development in Sweden closely, especially when it comes to immigration politics. Now that you spent some time with our Prime Minister, how do you view Sweden in general? What is your take and also on our immigration politics? Thank you.
I think you have a wonderful Prime Minister, I have to say. We've gotten to know each other. Certainly you have a problem with the immigration. It's caused problems in Sweden. I was one of the first ones to say it.
Yeah, and they said it was fake news, and then he was right.
Okay, because I proved to be right. Mm-hmm. But you do have a problem.
Remember that?
And I know the problem will slowly disappear, hopefully rapidly disappear.
And you just look at the news that comes out of Sweden. Again, police stations getting bombed. They have these schools for the migrants that come in, and then 5 years later they're boarded up. They got barbed wire fences. I mean, it's just insane. Rape epidemics. So, yeah, that's an immigration problem because it's dumb policy. Now let's go to Jeff Sessions, calling out the liberals, calling out the Democrats for putting the lives of officers in danger.
For example, the mayor of Oakland has been actively seeking to help illegal aliens avoid apprehension by ICE. Her actions support those who flout the law and boldly validates illegality. There's no other way to interpret those remarks. To make matters worse, the elected lieutenant governor of the state praised her for doing so, bragging about and encouraging the obstruction of our law enforcement.
Gangsterism.
Full-on
gangsters. The left are a bunch of lawless criminal thugs now.
California.
Led by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. What do you think this is?
Has said recently, quote, being a law enforcement officer is already dangerous enough. But to give the criminals a heads up that we're coming in the next 24 hours increases that risk.
Yeah, so lock her up.
The mayor's statement when she said her priority is the safety of...
You know what? Hold on. Just pause right there. Pause right there. I'll tell you what. This is what the people are sick of right here. Now, Jeff Sessions, it's nice to see that he's still alive and he has a pulse. But you know what? This is nothing. I'm sorry. This is fluff. This is an embarrassment. If I'm standing on the street corner as a lookout for a gang, and I see the cops rolling up, and I call the gang house, and I say, you better roll out, the cops are coming, I'm going to jail, okay? Why isn't Libby Schaff going to jail? So I'm glad that the DOJ has decided to sue California over this. I'm glad that Sessions decided to give this speech. You're still cucking. You're still a wuss. Libby Schaff belongs in jail. She belongs in front of a judge. And until you do that, you're going to have the same mentality that politicians are above the law. Do you understand the problem here? That's the problem. Politicians being protected because of their politicians. Libby Schaff belongs in jail. If any other citizen in California calls criminals to warn them the cops are coming, they're going to jail for aiding and abetting in a crime, but Libby Schaff gets away with it. Finish the clip.
He did have the exact opposite effect, close quote. And I think that's a fair criticism and statement. According to Acting Director Holman, ICE failed to make 800 arrests that would have been made if the mayor had not made her statement. Those are 800 wanted criminals that are now at large in that community, 800 wanted criminals that ICE will now have to pursue by other means with more difficulty in dangerous situations, all because of one irresponsible action.
Yeah, irresponsible. So she knew exactly what she was doing.
How dare you needlessly endanger the lives of our law enforcement officers to promote a radical open borders agenda?
So lock her up. If any other citizen would have done what Libby Schaff did, they'd be in jail.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.